Can I ask you again about the pogrom that you lived through as a child? Do you think that was directly related to what was happening in Europe?
Yes, because my dad says, and I have a vision for that, although I don't remember seeing it, about half a dozen Gestapo people walked in the main street of Baghdad, like the high street, and they were followed by mobs of Arabs, you know, welcoming them and all that. There were only about four or six of them, all in their leather things and their outfit, the uniform and all that, and the swastika. I have a vision of that. I don't really know if I saw them, if I was in the street off by chance, or if my dad told me about them. But there is a picture in my head that I saw these officers, the SS officers, being welcomed in the middle of Baghdad. And then things changed, I think, in Europe at that time, maybe. Because at that time, all Europe was really Belgium and France and up to Norway and, of course, up to Egypt as well. So we were not far from them then.
So you think that you suffered especially because of what was happening in Nazi Germany?
Yeah, because the government were very, very pro-Nazi. And at that time, it's really very convoluted. We had a very young king there. His father was killed in an accident, and he was only about 10, and he was killed in a motorbike accident or in a car accident. So we have a regent there, and that's when I lived, so I don't really know what happened after that.